Dzień dobry i witam w Love My Poland. Wiele osób prosiło, żebym powiedział coś po polsku w jednym z odcinków. Więc proszę bardzo. Dzisiaj będę mówił o polskim Fiacie 126P, tak zwanym maluchu. And now back to English. This is a Polski Fiat 126P, nicknamed the Maluch. It is one of the most iconic sights you'll see when arriving in Poland for the first time, and it's worth getting familiar with it because it is an important part of Polish history, and I just love this little car. And if you haven't heard, I'm not alone in my fascination. Tom Hanks is crazy about it too. Back in 2017, residents of the town of Bielsko-Biała crowdfunded a project to send Tom Hanks his very own Maluch. He was overjoyed. If you've ever seen the video, take a look. Today on Love My Poland, we're going to take a closer look at this car, learn a bit about it from the technical standpoint, and test drive it at last. After all these years, I'm finally going to get the opportunity and I'm really excited. I don't know why I didn't do it earlier. It's all coming up right after this. The first thing I want to do with you today is to tell you what you need to know about this adorable little car. The Polski Fiat 126P was produced between 1972 and the year 2000 to be a popular and affordable car. And it was just that. As it is technically a Fiat, it was first produced under license of Fiat Italy. They added the P to distinguish it as the Polish version rather than the Italian version. When I first came to Poland back in 99, I remember seeing a countless number of these all over the road. But today, in 2019, it's almost impossible to find one. This is a rare find for me, and I'm so happy that my friend Krzysztof at Edpol allowed me to drive this car and test it out and present it to you today. Okay, so what I'd like to do first of all is kind of walk you around the exterior of the car and show you some points that kind of stood out to me when I first saw this car. And let's go back to the name itself. It is called Maluch, and Maluch translates to the little one or a toddler. It's a very fitting name. And it is little. It's 120 inches long and 54 inches wide. Its maximum speed is 110 kilometers per hour, or about 68 miles per hour in the US or the UK. And while we're back here, let's take a look at the engine. I love the way this opens. There's a hatch here. Just push the button, slides down to reveal a very small engine. I'm going to tell you more about the technicalities of the engine in just a moment. And there's some other things that I really love when I'm back here. I love how the license plate light. It's just kind of sticking out of the bumper, shining onto the license plate there. Usually you have it just above the license plate, but this one's attached to the bumper. And this bumper, being a newer Maluch, is covered in plastic. The older ones are all steel. And you might also notice these two lights hanging off the bumper here. Well, there's a reason for that. There's only one white reverse light, and this light happens to be a fog light. Now, if you're from the US, you know that we're not required by law to have a fog light. This light shines as brightly as a brake light, and that is for the foggy conditions that exist in Poland. I learned a lot about fog lights when I imported a car from the US to Poland and had to go through the whole process of changing the lights. That was not a fun time. Coming around the side, you can't help but be drawn to these air intake vents. At first, I thought they were just for style, but apparently they actually do serve a purpose of bringing air into the engine, as it is an air-cooled engine. How cool. Notice the tiny little wheels. These are 12-inch steel wheels with thicker winter tires. I have pretty big hands. Just look at that. Look how tiny that tire is. I've never seen wheels this small on a passenger car before. And speaking of steel, the entire car is steel, and by the sound of it, pretty thick steel too. Also love how the doors feel solid. They're all steel. It's a pretty heavy door for such a small car. Lock and key on both sides. You do kind of feel safe with all that steel around you. I also love these adorable tiny orange side indicator lights. That's just great. A car from 1996 to have this, the Maluch really has a lot for the price and the size that it is. Coming up to the front, we'll open up the hood. You'll find here the spare tire and not too much cargo space. I guess enough for a day's shopping. Let's take a look at this. Yep, there's our spare tire here and very, very little room for anything else. Like I said, just maybe a few bags, one small suitcase, and that's pretty much it. We're about to go for a ride, but just before we do, let's take another look at the engine. Get ready for this. This is a 0.6 liter, two-cylinder, four-stroke engine. Exactly how big is the engine, you may ask? It's 652 cubic centimeters, or about 39 cubic inches. That's more than 10 times smaller than my favorite American 60s muscle car, the Chevy 409, which had, well, 409 cubic inches of engine mass. The 409 also had close to 400 horsepower. The Maluch, though, 24. That's right, 24 horsepower. Incredible. The fuel tank holds 21 liters or about 5.5 gallons. It's got pretty decent gas mileage, consuming between 5 to 5.5 liters per 100 kilometers, or about 45 miles to the gallon. Okay, we're getting in the car now. Let's see, first of all, if I can fit in this car comfortably behind the wheel. That's going to be something new. Wow. Some cars look small but feel big. Not in this case. It feels incredibly small, this car. I'm a big man at 6'3" and 100 kilos. I've got the seat all the way back and it's still relatively cramped in here. I won't even think about getting in the back seat. I don't know how anybody could have ever sat in this back seat. It is tiny, tiny. All Malouks come with manual transmission. I've never heard of an automatic transmission option, but who knows? It is a straight 4-speed and the reverse is clutch back. The pedals are super tiny. They're bare metal and I feel afraid that my feet will slip off. I see on the pedal there once upon a time was a bit of rubber gripping on there, but not anymore. But I like the simplicity of this car. The gauges are simple and the visibility is pretty good all around. I even like how you adjust the side mirrors. I feel like I've got the whole car under my control and I somehow don't miss all the electronic or computerized gadgets you get in modern cars. There doesn't seem to be any AC in this car. Well, in Poland, it's really not that necessary. It's a very simplistic, very straightforward car. Let's start it up. Let's see what this engine sounds like. Emergency brake down. Never driven one before. This is the first time in history. I have no space in here, but I don't care. This is fun. Here we go. Okay, we're gonna stay in the back parking lot here where I have a little bit of space. What I can tell you is there's no power. It is 24 horsepower. I have the pedal to the metal and this is it. It's a very loud car. It actually surprisingly kind of rides smoothly. Got it in second gear and this is maximum. I'm hitting about 30 kilometers per hour right now. Wow. The Fiat Maluk 126P. Shifting into second gear is quite a job. The clutch is really tight. It's not smooth. And going from gear, okay, that's pretty good. The brakes, you really have to mash on the brakes to slow this car down. Goodness, my legs would be worked out driving this car. And look at this, I have no head clearance. My head is in this form all the way, the seat's all the way down. This is crazy. Power steering doesn't exist either. This is it. This is a simplistic Maluk. But to get from point A to point B, this is all you need. What more do you need? Just throw a radio in there, get some good tunes. Why not? I think I'll have a little bit more room here if I put this window down. Here we go. Oh yeah. As they say in Polish, cold elbows. Now I feel more comfortable. That window has to be down to get the full effect here. But it's fun. This is fun. I'm so glad after all these years I have finally decided to drive this car. I want to drive it again. This car is becoming a collector's item. It's harder and harder to find them. They stopped making them in 2000. So I'm really grateful to have had the chance today to show you this car. So that was the Fiat 126P Maluk. In all my years in Poland, I haven't heard much negativity in terms of this car. You may hear that the car broke down often, but you also quickly hear how easy and inexpensive it was to repair the car. Parts were always available and there was someone close by in the family or a good friend who could always repair it. Other stories I've heard include how many people could fit inside a Maluk. A student of mine recently told me that he fit at 1.7 people inside this car. I almost don't believe him. That sounds incredible. Another story is about a student of mine who recently went to Cuba. He said they still drive their version of the Maluk, only they have a nickname for it. They call it the Polakito, meaning the little Pole, as in Poland. Well, I'm grateful today to have had the chance to show you this car. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll share this video. This is a fun part of being here, and I think for most people who come to Poland the first time, this is something that catches their eye. And so you've seen it, you've learned a bit about it. If you have not become a subscriber and you'd like to see more of the videos that are on the way, go ahead and click that subscribe button so you won't miss out. Thank you for watching and have a great day.